2023. Manager Sturdivant, please.
Yes. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto. Absent.
Okay. Let's look. Let's all stand. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors. Nobody's present. Item five, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I included those in your packets for your review. If you have any questions, I will answer them.
Anybody have any questions on minutes? Yeah, we have to approve those, right?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
One second.
Of the August 16th. Was it August 16th?
Yep.
Oh, on July 25th minutes. Sorry, I was looking at
that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. She has a...
No,
that's the safety meeting. Yep.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the board minutes from July 25th by Commissioner Coates and second by Commissioner Pittman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item six, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the staff held a safety meeting on the 16th, and we included the minutes in the packet for your guys' review.
Do I have a motion on that?
Motion to pass the safety minutes as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
Number seven, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Thompson came in yesterday. We went over the warrants.
Everything seemed to be in order.
I have one question. Is that permit from Air Quality Management the same price to operate the diesel generator that costs down there at the bottom?
Let's see. Yes. That's all of them, though.
All of them.
We have several.
So we have this one here. We have one at the Feather River pump station as well. We have two here, and then we have one. So
it's just amazing to me that I guess that's how they fund their operation.
Yep.
Motion.
Make a motion to approve the warrants.
Don't we read out the
totals? I can read out the totals.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Thompson came in. We went over the warrants. Warrants paid in this meeting are numbers 28290 through 28358 in the amount of $1,387,175.78. $1 million of that was a local agency investment fund transfer. Those included the commissioner's checks numbers 10758 through 10763, and all electronic fund transfers.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number eight, fiscal reports.
Yeah, we won't have any fiscal reports until the September meeting because we are in the middle of our annual audit. So as soon as that's done, I will bring the audit and the fiscal reports with it to the next meeting.
Okay, I have nine conference with closed session.
And we have...
We're going to closed session?
We were supposed to, but we have neither one of our...
Attendees?
People have entered the... Oh, there they are.
There they are. They're in the waiting room.
They're both in the waiting room.
So it is 5:04, we're moving into closed session. Okay, it's 5:13, we just came out of closed session. There's nothing to report. Nothing to report. Okay, moving on. Item 10, amendment number 5 to task order number 34, wastewater treatment plant upgrade final design. Is this Mike or you?
This is me. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So basically, Jacobs is, we've had to ask them to change the plan a couple times here since we got the grant monies. So I don't know if you guys remember originally. We were told we were going to get about $20 million, so we had them. I came to you guys. You guys amended the contract. We went to Jacobs. They rewrote it or rephased it, and you know, phased it out and repackaged it. Thank you. I couldn't think. And for a $20 million project. And then the county came in and said, hey, yeah, nope, not going to be a $20 million project. It's going to be a $10 million project, or you're going to get 10 million bucks. So then we had to go back to Jacobs and be like, no, let's look at this and cut this thing up a little bit more. So we did that. And they are, I was kind of not really happy with the way they did it, because they should have given this amendment to you guys before they started. Once they used all the money from the first amendment that you guys approved, they should have stopped work, brought it to my attention. I could have come in and got another amendment done. They didn't do that. They continued to work. And now they are almost done. The last thing that we need to do is get a up-to-date
cost estimate,
and then the bid language that they need to write up for us, which is part of this. And so they've done a chunk of that already. Like I said, I didn't like the order in which this happened, but so now they're asking for an amendment to finish this thing up for $175,000. Obviously, it's a lot of money, but the repackaging and the phasing of the project is what allowed us to get the 10.3. So, you know, basically it's going to cost SCORE around $500,000 to totally have changed this, rephase this project and repackaged it. But that was in order to get us 10.3. So seems like good money spent to me, but I wish I would have been able to bring this to you in a better order than the way it happened. But I wasn't made aware that we had used all the other contract money until last Thursday.
So they're asking for another 174 to redo the package.
To finish it, yep. The packaging
because
and the phasing.
Now we only have 10 million to deal with instead of 24.
Exactly. So, and it's done. I mean, that's the thing. The repackaging is done. I have it on my desk. It's stamped.
Mm-hmm. A lot of money.
So I, you know,
over 10%.
Yeah. So, you know, it's done already. Yeah. The only thing that's not done is the cost estimate and the bid language. That's it. The actual phasing and the package is done, sitting on my desk.
What's this going to get us out of the plant?
As far as in which in everything,
yeah.
We will gain about 10% capacity, so about 1,800 EDUs. Mm-hmm. We will gain flow. We will be able to do more flow, so it'll go up to 15 million. Which is 3 million more than we can now. But let me say, that's just capabilities. That doesn't mean we're permitted to get rid of 15 million. That'll be with the state. We'll have to talk to them about that, because actually technically currently we're only allowed to get rid of 10.6 per day. That's our maximum effluent. So just because we can pump 15 doesn't mean we're legally allowed to pump 15, but we can get that changed with the state of California. So basically capacity, and this first one is just about capacity. The original upgrade package was about capacity, but more about modernization, getting new equipment and a more modern electrical system into the plant. Because of the nature of the grant that we got from HCD, their whole goal was housing, you know that. So that this, we whittled this thing down to just capacity features, hard concrete structures. This is clarifiers, this is a mixed liquor box. There's almost no technology coming with this. This is just tanks and just to be able to handle volume.
New filters, basically. New septage receiving facility.
Yeah, this is just up there.
RF. How many EDUs are we at right now?
Currently, we're sitting at about 18,800.
So we've dropped from 23 when I...
Our total capacity is 20,700. So we're sitting at about 18,800 currently of our capacity. And this will bring us another 18 or another 2,000 roughly. So it should take us up to around 22,000 total capacity.
Right EDUs. Now we're at 20.
20,700.
Thank you.
And 18.3 being used.
What's that?
18.3 being used though.
18.8. Yeah, being used. Now that's going to change slightly when we do the rate adjustment, because all of those multifamily units that are now full boat EDUs will only be 88% of an EDU. So just right. To make numbers work, if there's 1,000 out there, we'll get 120 back. Scott's smiling at me because he knows we're really not going to get that actual capacity.
Well, we're not going to change.
Agreed. No. Agreed. But on paper, we should get them back. But.
Right. But this new package, even though it's capacity driven only, you'll still have better operational control over.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And there's some other things with the LAMALFA money that we are planning on doing to improve performance with that money. So we're going to make some improvements. We're already starting. We've made some improvements to our PLC, which is our controls to the plant. And we are going to add in some actuators on the aeration basin so we can keep a consistent DO level, which I know that might be a little shop talk for you guys, dissolved oxygen level. But yes, to answer your question, Commissioner Coach, yeah, we will have some operational controls coming as well, but it's mainly focused on capacity because that's what we had to accomplish to get the money in the first place. So I guess we're asking you guys to approve this $175,000. Technically, I guess you could say no, and we could run with our package, but we'd probably end our relationship with Jacobs. Because they've done 90% of this work already.
And then have to start over again.
Well, we own the design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still end up costing more money.
It probably would, because then we'd have to go get somebody else to write up the bid phase, you know, all that stuff, and so.
I mean, yeah.
It would definitely be costly to switch.
$174,000.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. I would assume so.
Well, I'll make a motion to amendment number 5, task order 34, not to exceed the amount of $175,000.
I'll second that.
Motion made by myself, seconded by Commissioner Pittman for amendment to number 5, task order number 34, not to exceed $175,000.
This will be a roll call. Please. Yep. Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Salvucci?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Item 11, amendment of policy number 2310, compassion leave.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So the state of California passed a law granting 5 days to public agencies and most private businesses that have the threshold of employees. All public agencies are involved in this. So we got it. We're just asking that you give us permission to adjust our policy to match the state's law. And we had, we sent the policy over to Ryan for general counsel and to look over it and make sure that it was good and legal and they liked it. So we're asking you guys to approve that.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
I call it unfunded mandate from the state.
Pretty much.
Yep. Had a few of those. You got a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve cash leave policy number 2310.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Coates, seconded by Commissioner Salvucci, right? For amendment of policy number 2310, compassion leave to provide 5 days of bereavement. Okay. And that's just a roll call?
No. This is
it's just a consensus.
Just consensus on this one.
Yeah. The attorney has a
call. All right.
Danielle, did you need to say something? Okay. Micah Sauer put her hand up, but I guess not.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Number 12, attorney's report.
That's you, Danielle. You got anything to report?
I don't think she
can. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Yes.
Yay, finally. I apologize. I've been here the whole time. I just couldn't hear you. No, we don't have anything to report.
Cool.
All right, thank you. Okay, item 13, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So the big thing I wanted to, we've talked about most of the things on my report already. Big thing I wanted to get some direction for you guys on the Rudy Creek Pump Station property purchase. Are we considering eminent domain? Is that something that you guys want to look at?
So what's the real issue?
Just no she's contact? Just not returning any calls. I don't know what's going on. Commissioner Coach tried to call her. He knows her personally. Commissioner Mastalotto knows her personally. She tried to call her and text, got nothing. We've sent a letter. I sent a registered letter from off a recommendation from Commissioner Coach. Have not received, you know, confirmation that she's got it yet. So I don't think it's got there yet.
Has something happened to her?
No idea. That's my concern. Is it something happened to her? I do have an address, and that was my next.
Do you know?
That was my next step, is to go over there. But like I said, I don't know how aggressive you guys want me to get. I don't, you know, the thing is with eminent domain and her is, it's not as good of a gig as it is if we do it the way we've offered, you know, for her. So
she was okay with it.
And she was good with it. In principle, she was fine verbally. So I'm not sure. So I just, and I don't want to approach her in any way, like in a threatening, like we will eminent domain if you don't. I don't want it to be like that. But I need to get the temperature in the room and see how far you guys want to push this.
Well, I think we need to put some kind of timeline on.
I think a date,
give it another 30 days and
some date certain for her to respond. Otherwise, we go to the next step.
Gotcha.
Just to be that simple, because you know, we've got houses coming.
Yeah. I mean, we need to get that one done.
This went on for months.
Year. My letter, maybe.
But I mean, just waiting on
the waiting on her. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, as well as, you know, through this process, we found SCORE does not own that property that Rudy currently is sitting on. That's an encroachment permit that we've been given from Caltrans. So, you know, I'm not real comfortable with that situation going forward either. So, I mean, obviously the best case scenario is that she accepts our offer. But I do think the board should entertain eminent domain if that's something you guys are good with. But well, that's a big move, and I don't know if that's PR that SCORE wants to take on. But
well, let's put it back. Why don't we just table it and put it back on next month's agenda?
Okay.
If everybody wants to get it.
But do we want to contact her somewhere where she has to return?
Yeah.
I already sent a certified letter. I sent that after Commissioner Coach had a conversation earlier this week.
She lives in Oroville?
She lives in Oroville.
Could somebody just stop by her house?
I could stop by her house.
Yeah, just to make sure she's okay. I mean, yeah. She could be in the hospital or something.
Yeah, I have no idea. She did text me back before last meeting, and said, I've been out of state. I'll be back in town next week. We'll meet at the end of the week. And I was like, yay, I've finally. And then crickets again. So, not sure.
I think, you know, if we give her, if you start a process, she got to respond back in 30 days. And then after 30 days, it'll be our next meeting. We'll probably just have to turn over the attorney.
Okay.
Go from there. Because that's where it gets expensive. And there's a long process.
She works at RE/MAX, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe stop by.
Try to just pop in.
Oh, she's a realtor.
She is a realtor, yeah. Okay, so I have some direction there. Just to let you guys know, so we went to, Micah and myself went to down to DWR, met with seven of their staff members from their operations and their regulatory departments to go over our miniature hydro facility that Ray Souza and Scott worked on when they were the managers over on the Butte Sutter Canal. And when we looked at it, me and Micah pulled out the file from 2013 and looked at it. We saw no glaring red flags. We actually saw just nothing but a win-win situation. We didn't see any negatives to anybody involved in this thing. So we asked you guys to pursue it a little bit. So we did that. We went down there, and DWR said the same thing. At least the people in that room said the same thing. They don't see any reason why this thing can't fly. Now, FERC and the FERC license was brought up, and that could be an obstacle. They said that there's ways around it that we might be able to take. But so far, and we're waiting, they're doing their due diligence, what's inside DWR, and they're supposed to report back to us, and then I will come to you guys and probably at that point ask whether you want to invest some more money in an updated feasibility study. But we're going to let them go through their due diligence and their rigmarole to make sure that it's you know you guys wouldn't be approving money that's just a dead project before it even gets going. So, but it to me it looks good, and I honestly can't see any reason it wouldn't be good other than DWR just doesn't want to play. And I made no bones about it. They mentioned something in the meeting about, well, we could use some good vibes or something up there in Oroville. And I go, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely could. DWR could definitely use some good vibes in Oroville because you don't have it. So
I remember something about green sturgeon in the river.
That's in the Thermalito After Bay drop right there. So this one's cool. This one, it's just a canal.
Out of the river.
Yep, it's a canal. I can take you out there. Anybody wants to go see it, I can take you out there. Mm-hmm. Just let me know. We'll drive out there and I'll explain everything to you.
We've actually met with Jamie and your staff over there a handful of times on this.
We don't even touch the river, does it?
No.
No.
It's in a canal.
Yeah.
It's in a canal that's rice, that feeds rice
Little
fields.
Hamilton.
Yeah, it feeds rice fields. So, you know, and they won't get one drop less.
You know where it is, though.
off Hamilton Road.
And it's perfect. There's a substation right there for the power. It's ideal. So
I know too well because my great grandfather built the damn thing, then sold it. You know,
no generational wealth for you.
I go kick his headstone butt every year.
And we were made aware that there are grant monies for these type of projects. So, you know, we would love to pursue it further. And if DWR gives it a green light from their initial look at it, then we will come back to you and ask for further direction.
You know, our attorney said they've changed a lot of things with PERC. Size of plants and stuff like that. They don't have to have licenses and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, I know anything under 15 megawatts in California is considered a green project, and you know, they have a big time want to do green projects. So, you know, this one would kind of be like, well, you know, we know the grid's not good. We're trying to add to the grid. We know you like green projects. This is a green project.
Well, it's
like
a real green project.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the downside, you know?
Mm-hmm. A green project that destroys something else trying to get it green.
Yeah, exactly.
The only problem with FERC is the fire commissioners, they have two Republicans and two Democrats, and the fifth position is still vacant. So they just
lock horns and don't move.
Don't have a tiebreak?
Nobody's here, and they're going to be in any appointment. So, it seems like it goes up and down.
Yeah. But that's all I have to report on the manager's report, other than what we've already talked about.
Any questions from the manager? All right, visitor comments. There's nobody present. 15 commissioner staff comments. We're going to start with Commissioner Selvidge. No comment. Commissioner Coach?
No comment.
Commissioner Pittman?
Quick question for Sel. Is the housing project on Ophir and Lincoln going to go? We're going to, I'm hearing rumblings, so our contractors have been getting excited about it.
Yeah, right now, as far as we know, I mean, basically we've been dealing with them on the money because we gave them money to start. So we had to come across and say, we want the money back. You know, we can hold it in our bank, but basically, yeah. They've seen, last meeting, they were telling our board that they were eager, they're ready to let it go in. I drive by there all the time. I'm waiting to see flag to go up or see the grass to disappear.
Well, they need to do another capacity study.
You know, they're, but right now, they're eager to get at it, including today, what he says there, you know, Goyer, that last meeting, they're back online, they're ready to something there. You know, it'll be modular. They're actually prefab homes where they bring them out, so they'll do a slab and then the walls come out and they throw them up. Okay. But we really want it to happen because that lift station is going to change a bunch of stuff for us.
Okay.
So the lift station will go right there at the corner over in Lincoln, and then we'll be running a new line. We'll be taking two stations offline. Once that goes online, then we'll be running a line past the Church of the Nazarene over to our state line, is our plan. And then we'll also have something kind of going on in Palermo where, you know, grant money looks like it's going to happen to get those people off the subject. So that's way down the line.
So that's the old Ashlock spot there. And so Ashlock was really good about coming in every 2 years, as you know, and re-upping that. Last time they came in and did it was in 2020. They contacted me and Dave Goyer from Lillipud 2 weeks ago. And I was like, it's out of date, man. It's got to be every 2 years. Can't do it. Like, and they sent me back a letter that I sent them in 2021 saying, the last time you did it was in 2020. As long as you come back before 2022, and do it again, we're good to go. If you don't, you got to do another capacity study. So they got to do another capacity study.
You want to check his file because I remember sending him a letter about the same thing because his capacity study was over 10 years.
So old.
I requested a new one to be done.
Gotcha.
What's the, you know, the quantity of how units they're talking about in terms of?
I think they're starting with 120, and then, but it can go further, but that was the original.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need some market rate houses bad.
Where are these houses going? Ophir and Lincoln?
Yeah. So it would be, what would that be, the south side of Ophir, right at the intersection of Lincoln. So there's a big field there.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we put up money because it was all about a lift station going there, a good size lift station. And to get them rolling, and all of a sudden when COVID hit and everything, they just shut it all down. So David's taken over. We just got Scott was there before, and now David's taken over. So he's pushing them. You know, he's like, hey, we want our money back, or are you guys going to get something going? Well, last word we heard in the last meeting was they're eager. They sounds like they're going to get things going. So.
My good news, I didn't hear contractors talk about getting jobs, so that's why I was curious.
And then that the other project on Lincoln, we've made an agreement with that developer that the line isn't up to our standards. So that's a joint venture that we're going to redo that line for that project.
So that's the one coming under.
Encroachments with the, you know, the one that goes underneath.
Under the railroad, yep.
So we have to get permits for, you know, easement permits to be even slide a new pipe through that. We're not going to do anything.
You got 36 that goes
up? No more boring or anything. We're just going to run a new line.
You got 36 that goes up there?
I'm not sure.
No, I think they got a 24-inch casing, and yeah. Currently they have an 18-inch pipe, and I think they're going to put a 20-inch pipe. They can go one more size pipe up and keep it in that casing. So I think, if I remember correct, that's what Dave told me.
Yeah.
But they didn't. The people that are doing the project didn't really research that, so we're kind of joint venture and like, well, this is the time for us to upgrade that line, and so you guys kick in, we'll kick in. And then
okay. Cool. You mentioned that an EDU audit of all the agencies, is that progressing? Or?
So I've talked with Dave from Lilliput, I've talked with Jamie from Thermalito, I've talked to Brian. But this Thursday, actually, your new Public Works Director and Community Service Development Director are coming here with Brian for sit down, meet Jamie, Dave, myself, Micah, probably Chris Heindel, I would assume, maybe Vince, I'm not sure. And then we're going to give them a tour. And at that point, we're going to talk about our ideas on how we think that should go. Our initial meetings with me and Dave and Jamie, I've made it very clear, like, I don't want a witch hunt vibe. That's not what this can be, because we need to get very accurate information. So if people are worried that they're going to get in trouble if they give accurate information, then they're not going to. So it's like, we don't care what happened in the past. From here forward, we need to be accurate. So this isn't a witch hunt. We're not trying to get people in trouble. We just want to get good info. So that's kind of our vibe that we're going to give it.
From the city side, you get all new staff.
Exactly. Yeah. So they should. None of them should get in trouble. They're like,
probably won't be there for tomorrow's meeting, but we have a new city engineer.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you did
get
one?
Interviews this morning. Okay. We'll just announce as soon as it's all signed up. But yeah.
Cool. That's good.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Thompson. You got anything?
Yeah. It's just a kind of a matter of minutia, but the clock that would go by is 3 minutes faster than the TV or everybody's phones and whatnot.
Gotcha.
Is that
it's a satellite clock.
It's a satellite clock.
You can change the time on it, and it'll switch it back for you.
That's funny.
That right?
Yeah, the guys might have done that so they can leave 3 minutes early. I don't know.
The reason why I bring that up is we were waiting on the attorneys, and it was just 5 o'clock, so there was probably a little bit of
lag time there. They weren't on yet.
When the time changes, that one will be about a week off until.
Yeah, I don't know
it
how
just
it
catches up. I don't know.
Maybe one of you guys take that home, put it on your mantle. It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll have another clock for you.
And Commissioner Thompson will be able to sleep.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm a guy that shows up on, you know, roughly on time, but then I got to remember, oh, this clock is 3 minutes fast, so I got.
Yeah, I don't want to start thinking that I need to start at 5:03 now.
We'll get you a new clock, I promise.
You guys, boys, have anything?
Nothing from us.
I just got one question for the city guys here. Hey, what's going next to Reeves?
Tractors. Reeves Tractor Supply.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Moving around.
They're building their own facility, and they own the property. So
I know it's pretty big because they had the excavator in the back.
Well, they have to clear. I think it's kind of funny.
We're gonna have another empty building on that other.
Well, we have heard no backfill to their place, but it doesn't surprise me. Tractor Supply pushes an amazing amount of animal food out a week. They get 2 truckloads a week. And I know myself alone, dog food is big there, but
I get my dog food.
It was funny. I was at Taco Bell, and the lady in there, I said, "Hey, you got a new project going?" She says, "Yep. I want my own gate to their facility." I said, "Really? You're that special?" "Well, I spend $500 a month on my horses there." I said, "Well, you know what? You ought to get your own gate."
Yeah.
So,
Okay, 5:38, adjourned.
All right, thank you all.
Recorded off.